We like to talk with interesting people at our halftimes, and for this halftime, recently I was at the Cintas Center for the Flyers game against Xavier, and we're going to talk to a Xavier graduate, John Baldrige, and now, here's where I want to start with you, John. You actually started the student radio station. I'm pretty impressed. How did they have the interest in having a student radio station for sports, which you got involved in, start from scratch?
You know, that's a long-winded story, and thanks for having me, Barry.
We got time.
So, I was in the Great Lakes League for Cincinnati here with the Steam in 2023, and around that summer when that ended, I was going to my junior year. And, you know, after enough persistence, probably not trying to be too pushy with the SID and the marketing department here, they let me call the games, and, you know, I did that last couple of years as a student, started that platform up using a streaming service here with Xavier, and able to do that and bring a student on this past year to take it over when I graduated. And now when I graduated in May, I'm now got a position with Xavier with the Learfield platform here. So it's been real fortunate. I think you really got to work your way in the door and not try to be too pushy, but be a little persistent about it is probably the main way to go about that.
Yeah, one thing I was going to talk about, like if you were advising somebody who wants to get into this business, I think you talked about a key word there, persistence but not pushy. But what else would you advise?
I would say you need to speak to people and grow your network, and that's not always easy because even nowadays I'm, you know, working my way up through minor league baseball and going that route, I think, is a lot of people how they approach that. And you're having these conversations where you're saying the same thing over and over to people about yourself and telling your story and hearing their stories. But, you know, there's not a correct path to get into this industry, but there's definitely a right approach, I would say, and that's trying to reach out and be humble and also care about people, and I think that goes a long way.
I think if anybody wants to see also, and you've got a website, and I do want you to promote it, about how to format and what to say on a resume, yours is a beautiful piece of work.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's John R. Baldrige is my website, and you know that comes from a lot of people I've talked to, too. I have a lot of great references I've learned from. I was very fortunate. I was in the Northwoods League back in 2024, going into my senior year, and I worked for a guy named Jim Michedek, who was a Fond du Lac native. I was with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders up in the Northwoods League in Wisconsin, and he traveled with the Orioles and the Braves for a long time as a PR director, and you know, he really helped me become a great writer, and I always say I went to the Jim Michedek writing school because he was just so good at that. But yeah, you learn a lot along the way from different people, and that really pays off.
You'll know I did my homework on you when I ask you this question. So I looked at your resume very carefully. You have a number of references. Some of them were interesting to me. One of them was really interesting to me. So I'm going to ask you where you got the connection. And that would be Andrew Catalan, who is a sensational, I'm not going to say he's up and coming, because he's been around forever, doing national TV for CBS golf, NFL football, and college basketball.
So I'll tell you an interesting story about that. I texted Andrew, I think I tweeted at him one time, and I said, hey, can we, you know, you're coming to do a Xavier game, can we get in coffee? So, you know, we spoke on the phone, we networked, and a couple months later he came in to do a Xavier game again, and we got coffee that time, and we were over, I think it was over in Clifton, that's where they were staying at this hotel, and his hotel just closed for coffee about maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock, and he said, hey, do you want to go walk and get coffee? So we start walking down Cliffland, go down through UC's campus, and right over there's a Dunkin'. It's a 30-minute walk, and we're walking the whole time asking about, you know, how he knows Jim Nance and what his relationship like to many different people. And, you know, he's just great. Every time I send him tapes or I want to get feedback, he'll get back to me in 24 hours and already listened to the tape. Did that for baseball this year. He sits there, and, you know, he's one of the first guys to observe it and tell me what I really need to work on. He's very critical at me, but I think having people like that are great, and you know, that's one thing. If you go to Dayton or you go to Xavier, whatever it might be, go down before the basketball game, if it's a men's game or women's game, go down and talk to the broadcasters who are coming in to call the game. That's what I do with him, and he was just the best about that the last couple of years.
Wow, I mean, yes, to have a mentor like that who you can actually also note as a reference, because the guy's got one heck of a schedule. So did you guys also talk about, you didn't mention this before, did you guys also talk about calling golf?
He talks about golf. He asked me, do you play golf? And I said, oh, I'm not very good, to be honest. But, you know, I slice it or I hook it most of the time. But he gets out there and plays, which is really cool. I know you hear a lot of the stories about major league guys in baseball. They get out and play a lot of different golf courses. I know covering golf, you get a chance to do that. I don't play, but he's a very good golfer, just like Jim Nance probably is. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, if you get to that level, you get more time on your hands, and it's fun to hear stories like his.
All right, so you did the Peoria Chiefs this year, Cardinal affiliate, not a great season, but give us a little input about your experience calling minor league baseball for the first time, how you got the gig, as you said, basically fresh out of college.
So that's another one where it's like I would say to a lot of broadcasters out there, maybe one of my jobs, maybe the Fond du Lac job was the only one I really got by just, you know, applying for the job and getting it. Most of them are by, you know, connections I made. I spoke to their broadcaster who was there, the main guy, he's a Peoria native, back in October of last year in 2024, and he was very nice to speak to me. And then it wasn't until January they actually had a job open up, and you know, I applied, and when I applied, when we had the interview, he said, I already know your whole story and everything about you, but just tell me what the day-to-day looks like for you in Fond du Lac. And, you know, having that connection already was so great. And, you know, calling minor league baseball is great. It is a grind, but I think the Northwoods League is a grind where you play 72 games in 76 days. So there was no difference. You got to do the media relations. You got to be able to do ticketing and everything they asked on top of calling baseball. But it's such a great way to get your foot in the door. And, you know, of course, I hope to go back and continue to go that route because I really like baseball. I'm a big baseball basketball guy. And, you know, probably that's because baseball here at Xavier is important. Basketball here at Xavier is very important. But, you know, just the connections you make along the way, like one I made in Peoria, really helped out get me that job.
So do you already, are you committed to do Peoria again next year? Hopefully.
That's something we're keeping in the back door, possibly. You know, you're always, when you're young like I am, you're always hoping to maybe see where it ends up. But right now, it's still up in the air a little bit.
Okay, final question. You've also done play-by-play of volleyball. Now, I've gone to volleyball. I think it's a great sport. I've never tried to call volleyball, and I'm not sure how it would go for me considering it's so quick. And basically, on the third touch, it's pounded over the net. What was your challenge calling volleyball?
You really did some research to find that. It's not even on a resume. But
yeah.
But yes, I did get a chance to do a volleyball game for Xavier a couple weeks back, and that's because Mike Schmoltz is doing the game tonight for ESPN Plus. He had to cover something else that day, so he called me and asked me if I wanted to do the game, and I said, yeah, I'd love to do it. And, you know, volleyball is a little challenging. I did my prep, of course. I watched a lot of film, and I watched that game they did the day prior going into that game against, they played Providence that Saturday a couple weeks back. And it was a good game to call. I really enjoyed it. I asked the SID of Xavier, who's a sports information director, after the game. I was like, how'd you think it went? And she was like, oh, you did pretty good. So, you know, it's nice to hear some good feedback. But definitely a new sport. It's always good to learn how to do multiple sports.
So you called it on TV. A little difference because I've heard people try to call it on radio, which is a little bit more clunky. But on TV, your analyst, did you have somebody who was a former player? You can lean on them a lot for strategy.
Well, that's the thing. It would be nice if you had an analyst, but here
it is.
We were all solo for that game. Ooh. So it was a little challenging, but definitely, you know, it's like baseball. You pace yourself. You don't have to call every single bump because it's TV. They can see it. But at the same time, you know, you definitely want to be on top of the action and call a good game. And I think the feedback I got was solid enough to say, hey, I can do that again.
Was it a three-setter or did it get to five?
That went three. Xavier was playing really well. They're actually, I'll mention them right now, they haven't lost since I called that volleyball match. They have a 20-win season right now under Christy Peppenberger. They're 22-2 on the year, and they got two games left, and they're getting ready to finish out the regular season. And hopefully they'll make it to the dance this year, but having a really good season.
All right. Well, John, we thank you, and let's get back to courtside. That is Dahl for our halftime.
You have been listening to the Butler Heating and Air Conditioning Halftime Program with Norm Schrein. Now it's time to head back to the field for the rest of tonight's contest.